What do you take from this weekend? How do you assess this weekend? How do you take that to Vegas?
We were just talking about in the locker room, the coaches in the front office, like, it's hard to, the summer league, like these three games with the fans, it's hard to replicate it. It adds a little bit more pressure, but it's just for a 19-year-old, for a 20-year-old, in these kind of situations, it's invaluable. I mean, you could spend a lot of the summer in the gym working out, but you can't replicate that. So that's the point of summer league.
I'm impressed with you with Trey Lyles in his first action.
he played well. He has really good feel. Things come easy to him, and now we'll just have to, you know, see it progress from here. But that was the nice thing. He seemed like he was steady for a 19-year-old.
You don't think he was trying to force anything, especially in front of the fans?
I think everybody has. The first time they got in the game, even the first game, because it's been so long since a lot of them have played, they try to make something happen with it every time they caught it. But he showed a wide range of what he could possibly become and do.
You asked him to initiate the pick and roll. How do you think he did with that?
Did good. Looked like he had done it before, so it was that was one thing we noticed in his workouts when he came. He was good and comfortable handling the ball, and his eyes were up, and he's a good passer. So
he had one rebound in a little more than 20 minutes. You know what your college coach would have said about that?
Yeah, I do know, but I think everybody should spend a day or two with my college coach. But I mean, there's plenty to work on. Is even winning the game, it's not so much about. When you keep score, you want to win, but it's not so much about that. But we'll show them film on that tomorrow.
Do you rethink your timeout strategy?
Yes. Did somebody put you up to that? Yeah. No, I wanted to take advantage of the new advance rule. I hesitated for a second, and you know, just like I talk about the players, they're a little rusty, so am I. But it won't happen again.
So much of this is about player development. You know, you look back at this week here. What do you think of Hood? How do you think he did in the two games he played in, and what you saw of him in practice?
Great. I mean, I think he's one of the guys that's advanced for his age. Just playing with in the pick and roll, reads. He has a great feel as well. But a good thing he had, I think, in the summer is he's kind of the leader. He's the veteran. Same thing with Dante. Like they got to take charge. Like in a late game, like you put the ball in his hands and. See what he can do, and also just because they're such good kids, they're quiet, but just to be vocal and, you know, kind of come out of themselves in their shell.
You mentioned Dante. We didn't get to see much of him before he got hurt, but what do you think of him now versus what you saw out of him a year ago?
He shot 10 free throws. It'd be an interesting stat during the season to see how long it took him to shoot 10 free throws, but that for me, that was the main thing I think we wanted to get out of him was leadership, but just being aggressive. Making things happen, not yielding and to the other players, but 10 free throws, that's the most exciting thing I take from that first game.
Hood and Dante, is the plan to play them in Vegas, or do you guys know what you're going to do
with them? It'll wait and see tomorrow, but I'd like to hope so, maybe a game or two, but it's obviously wait and see. It's not something obviously you'd rush him back from, so they'll get reevaluated every day and kind of take it from there.
Alex, the coaching staff looking forward to seeing how these guys play in a decidedly different atmosphere in Vegas when there isn't everybody cheering for you and it's kind of us against the world.
Yeah, no, it's different because you don't get the pressure situations where you have to execute down the stretch or get a stop and a rebound. But also it's the same thing. Now we can, with Trey, we have the first game film. So now we can show him his rebounding or his defense or his how to get shots and spacing on offense, and then we can try to get him to apply it in the game.
I guess I just meant in terms of the crowd and being a home court advantage a little bit here. Now they go on the road in essence.
Yeah, exactly. They don't have that. It's easy to do it when you have the crowd and you have 10, how many people were here tonight, but 12,000 people behind you. It's easy to block out and run a little faster, especially for a young guy. So.
What can you say about Bryce Cotton's game? Really strong down the stretch tonight. Do you sense any sense of extra added urgency knowing that the point guard situation is a little crowded on the roster?
You know, I talked to Coach Schneider today, and we both think he mentioned, you know, we need to get Bryce to be, you know, take a couple bad shots. You know, it's kind of a hard thing because he's so quick. Every time he comes off the pick and roll in the middle, he has a shot. So, you know, and he made two of them late in the game tonight, and you want him to, you know, balance. We think we probably should have taken more coming off the second game, but also setting up guys, but kind of be selfish a little bit, and he did that tonight.
He was very aggressive in the fourth quarter and in overtime, too. Was that something that you encouraged him to do or just something he did on his own?
You know, just like the earlier question, Bryce, ever since I've been around him, I don't think he always plays hard and has fun. I don't think he's always trying to earn a spot. Like, that's the nice thing. It's a summer league. He plays just as hard as he did during the season. That's what makes it fun to be around him, and because he truly loves to play and compete.
Now that you've had a week of games and practices, what's the next step that you want to see as you go into the Vegas Summer League?
Improvement. Like, I think the first game was nice because he kind of got the cobwebs out and everybody hadn't played for a long time. They get anxious. Now it's to see if they can make an improvement in a short amount of time from game to game, even if it's small.
Anything specific?
Well, for everybody, spacing offensively and moving the ball. Like, a lot of times, I think part of the being nervous is every time you catch it, you want to make something happen the first time. Instead of catch it, pass it, move it, space, then when it comes back to you, that's when it's really open.
What was this experience like for you? Obviously, Mike's taken over now in Las Vegas, but how would you characterize it for you?
No, it's great. I learned how and when to call my timeouts again. I thought I'd learned that in the D-League. It's kind of nice in the D-League because it's, the only people that know are the Canton repository. But no, it's great. Like, like I said, with the players, it's different. I think the number one thing is you have a greater respect for Coach Snyder because it changes one or two seats down. Right, and I think it'll help me help him better in the future.
Win beat.
Yeah. Players win games. That's another great line from my boss.
Retire.
Are you guys excited about the addition of Neto?
Yeah. He spent some time here last summer, but yeah. I mean, I don't know where that situation is, but
was officially signed, so
good. So I can. Yes. There does he get in trouble? No, he's the thing I like about Riley's dad was a coach. And it's always fun to coach somebody whose dad was a coach because he knows the game and he's a good kid. I think everybody's excited when a past first point guard comes, but we'll see. It's hard to it's hard again. It'll take a while for him to adjust because the game in Spain and Europe is much different.
He mentioned to us that he needed to work on his shooting most as his number one skill. Do you guys feel confident that you guys can help him with that as a coaching staff? I mean, some guys can pick that up and some guys never really do.
Yeah, no, because the extra foot or two is a huge difference, just from college to the international to the NBA, and everybody's looking for shooters. You never can have enough shooters, and it goes with who won it this year.
You said you'd like to see Exum for a game or two. Does that apply to Rodney as well in Vegas?
Yeah, I mean, it, obviously, if we won't rush it, and if they're healthy, obviously that decision will be the training staff mostly. But I think it'd be good for them because you can't. It's hard to replicate game experience with referees, and especially here with the fans and the kind of the added pressure, but hopefully.
What did Rodney show you in the first two games?
Rodney, I think both he and Dante, the nice thing is they had Dante in the first game, Rodney in the second game had rough first halves. Right, in this summer league especially, it's easy to kind of fold and be like, But they both came back really strong and competed and kind of, at times, put the team on their back, which is a great thing to see a 20 and I think 22-year-old do. Just the leadership, the growth, the maturity, which you want to speed up as much as you can, but it takes time.